Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Secret Artists Podcast, the podcast where funny people do art and have a chat. I'm your host, Annie McGrath, and this week I'm joined by my friend, Emma Siddy. Emma is a fantastic comedian and actor, and I had a lovely, lovely time with her painting away in my studio. We talk extensively about the Marina Abramović exhibition, which is well worth a visit if you haven't been already. It's on at the Royal Academy in London until the 1st of January 2024. If you want to see mine and Emma's artworks from today's episode, then make sure you're following Secret Artists on social media, at Secret Art Pod. Enjoy the episode, and see you on the other side.
Young people are so good at tech, I think. Like,
I know.
With their comedy shows, their
tripods
clips.
Out. I know.
I wouldn't even know how to do that.
Even when I do record myself, which is incredibly rarely,
yeah,
I can't watch it back.
Yeah.
Let alone like edit it and then post it for other people to see.
Awful.
Are you comfortable?
Yeah, I think I'm really comfortable.
I'm going to read out an intro.
Oh my God, great.
I won't be holding the laptop okay. For the whole time. Normally I print it out. The printer ran out of ink.
Fine.
Emma Siddy is a fantastic actor and comedian who has appeared in multiple TV shows, including Starstruck, Please Like, W1A, Statler's Flats, Ghosts, and lots more. She's a real talent and an all-round creative gal, and I'm delighted to have her on the podcast. Hello, Emma.
Thanks for that.
Thanks for coming.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to be here. What a delight.
How are
in
you
the
doing?
Artist studio.
In the artist studio.
That's where I
know.
Amazing.
Thank you.
It's
yeah,
beautiful
it's a
work.
Bit... It always feels like I'm showing off when people come here because all my paintings are surrounding you.
Yeah, but you are showing off because it's good. Do you know what I mean? It's amazing. And also it's stuff that I've seen on your Instagram, but when you see it in real life, you're very like, I don't know, I feel floored by it. It's
aww.
Brilliant. You're so talented.
Thanks, Emma. Right, you can go now, I suppose.
Yeah, see ya. Have a good day.
Got the ego boost I needed.
Yeah.
So, have you brought in an object for us
object,
to...
Yeah.
To paint.
Okay, this is my object.
There's some pencils here as well.
So.
Oh, wow.
This is actually, how awful. I haven't really sorted it out. Anyway, this is my hairbrush.
It's sort of, I've never seen a hairbrush like it.
Yeah, that's kind of why I've brought it. Look, there's some hair still in it.
Is that what you brush your hair with?
Yeah. Right, so I should describe it because
yeah,
it's a podcast.
Do.
It's horrible that I should have taken all my hair off it.
No, please.
Right.
Please don't.
So my hairbrush, I don't, now I'm showing off. People sometimes say to me, Emma, you've got very shiny hair.
You do.
Thank you.
Sorry, I didn't include that in your
A massive bio. Part of this is because I use this hairbrush. This is a barrel hairbrush. Now, we've all, well, not all of us, but lots of us know about the concept of a barrel hairbrush. And it's a hairbrush that is, like, round.
Mm.
So it's got bristles all around it. But this barrel hairbrush is A, massive.
Yeah.
And B, made of wood with metal spokes within it. So the concept there, I think, is that the wood maybe is good with the heat, and then the metal spokes also reflect the heat. And because the barrel is so big, it just gives the quickest and most impressive blow dry.
So when you say the heat, you are brushing as you're blow drying.
Yeah. So you have it under your hair.
Yeah.
And and blow dry with it like that, and you will blow dry your hair so damn quick. But on top of it, people will compliment your hair so much. Do you want to feel how heavy it is?
Yeah. Oh my god, it's really heavy.
It's really heavy.
It looks like something for a horse or like a torture object.
Yeah, it does.
Is it very old fashioned or is it a new?
It's old. Yeah, it's my auntie's, and I once used it at her house, and I became obsessed with it. So she gifted it to me.
So do you take this everywhere with you?
Yeah. No, not everywhere. Because I wouldn't.
If you're going away, you'd take this.
Absolutely, yeah. Put that in your luggage bag. But it's really my secret, as in I'm trying to be open about it as well, because people need to either get these or manufacture these.
Yeah.
Like, they're not really available to buy.
No, I'm not surprised. It's so bulky. It's got a very comfortable handle, though.
Yeah.
Sort of squidgy handle.
And that's what makes me think it can't be older than 1980s or maybe 1990s. It looks very 90s, I think.
But does it brush through the tangles?
No. So you want to have combed your hair first, right?
With a sort of plastic.
And then, I can show you now. So, sorry, for the podcast. So I'm getting my hair in a little... My hair is tangle-free in this moment.
This is the first time someone's live brushed their hair.
You wrap it over the huge barrel. And because I've got shoulder-length hair, but this was great when I had long hair as well.
Yeah.
Have it like that. And then as you slowly take the barrel away from under your hair, you have the hairdryer above it. And just in this one brush like that... Oh, do you see?
Yeah.
Isn't
this
amazing?
And also, it looks so shiny.
So you don't have to... sometimes when somebody's blow drying your hair, they have to keep on getting the barrel of the brush under it, and it's quite hard to do it yourself. Whereas in this, it just sort of rolls with it. It's not going to fall away from your hair.
And do you have naturally quite straight hair?
No, it's a bit more of a... You know what? It's a bit more like yours, maybe.
Is it? So it's good with curly hair as well?
Yeah, if you want to have a straight look that's shiny, couldn't recommend this more.
And do they sponsor you?
No, what brand is this?
I don't know.
This is no brand. This is like one genius made this.
Do you think they only made one as for a laugh?
Yeah.
And you've got it.
Gave it to my auntie. And actually, I shouldn't go into this, but she gave it to me at a very sad event. So it was almost like to commemorate, basically it was a funeral. And we all got pierced, cried a lot, and then she gave me this hairbrush. So it's really, really special.
Okay, should we...
Are you excited to do this?
Yeah, I am. I don't really know where to start. Also, the paint I've put out is like turquoise, burnt umber. That might be quite good, actually, for the wooden...
Definitely. And I remember in All American Girl... Did you ever read that book, All American Girl?
No.
It was like a Meg Cabot book.
Hmm.
And she tries to paint an egg. And she tries to paint an egg with white paint. And in that book, the artist teacher goes...
Yeah.
Excuse me, this egg is all different colours.
Yeah.
Including purple.
Don't assume it's white.
Yeah.
I don't really know about your artistic background. Do you consider yourself to be an artist?
You know what? Sort of, but also I haven't done it in so long. I used to go to life drawing quite a lot.
Yeah. And... You're already doing a thing where you're holding up the pencil to work out the proportion. Yeah. And I don't think anyone has done that
really
on this podcast before.
Yeah, but so people are going to be so much better than me. I'm definitely crap.
No, you know what you're doing.
No. Come on. Also, I'm sort of doing that in a way of like hoping that will help me out.
Yeah, it will, I reckon.
Okay.
I'm going to do a close-up of the actual brush. I don't think I can fit the whole handle in.
Yeah, fair enough.
So when was the last time you put pencil to paper?
Oh, God. Actually, for my wedding this year, I...
Woo! Congratulations.
Hee-hoo! I designed the little table cards.
Oh!
And this is actually really embarrassing, but we named the tables after comedy characters that me and my husband have performed.
That's cute.
So, for example, one of them was called Onion Glasses after like a really bad sketch that my husband was in. But it was the first sketch I ever saw him in when I was about 19.
Was that a Cambridge Footlights sketch?
No, it was a sheep sketch, very early sheep sketch that was never performed ever again. And sheeps is his, what do you call it? His
sketch
group.
Comedy group.
And I was going out with a very toxic person at the time. I was sitting there going, God, that guy, the lanky guy, is really hot.
Aww.
And that's the one I married. So imagine if I confirmed that the lanky guy was Liam Williams. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. And you married the toxic guy.
Yeah, I married the toxic guy.
So you drew out the onion glasses table.
Yeah, the onion glasses table. Yeah, it was a man with onion rings around his eyes. So, yeah, so I don't think they were very good drawings. But whenever I draw, I think I need to draw more because it's brilliant, isn't it?
It's very relaxing.
It's really relaxing. When I was younger, I used to just listen to, well, specifically Savage Garden.
Truly, Madly, Deeply.
You know what? It was actually the album Affirmation.
Okay.
Do you remember that one? He just talks about things he believes in for ages.
Okay. Like, very ahead of its time, Affirmations.
Yeah, it's great. And, I used to just paint listening to that album, kind of imagining being an older woman and stuff. Or a woman.
Mm.
And now I am a woman. I don't draw or paint at all. I feel amazing, but... I do wish I don't know.
I feel like I have a memory of you telling me that your family has an art collection. Have I totally made that up?
Oh, you have, but okay. There's something in it. My great-grandmother was an artist,
mm-hmm.
And she, like, designed her own house and stuff, now Teddy Urath lives in. Does that make any sense to you?
Is that good?
That is... Gabby Logan's dad.
Oh.
He's a football player.
Yes, yes, yes.
Anyway, don't worry too much about that.
Okay.
But yeah, there's a sort of... I have some of my great-grandmother's works in my house, and like one of them is like some naked men and stuff, and I just love stuff like that. And she had a really hard life, and to know she was sort of able to make this art and stuff.
Yeah.
It's very... find it very moving.
Oh, she was. And what was her name?
She was called Mika Siddi.
Great name.
And she was a Sephardi Jew who was forced to marry her own uncle.
No.
So that's my great-grandfather.
No.
If you're thinking incest, you'd be right.
You don't look like a child of incest.
Yeah, you say that. I have a lot of very mild medical issues that I know have to be incest-based.
Wow, what sort of thing? Anything you want to go into?
Well, for example, I do have various, like, non-interesting ones, but, no, this definitely isn't interesting, but I've got terrible Raynaud's.
I have as well.
Do you?
Is that an incest thing?
It's got to be. I like to think it is, because otherwise...
Well, I'm Irish, so probably this incest.
You know what? I'm also Irish. I'm quarter completely Irish and quarter incest.
That's the clip for social media.
Yeah, yeah. yes, anyway.
Have you got your Irish passport?
No, I need to sort that out. Yeah, have you got yours?
I have, yeah.
How Irish are you? Half Irish?
5/8.
5/8?
My mum is full.
Wow.
As Irish as they get.
Yeah.
And my dad is, I think, 1/4.
God.
So I'm 5/8.
5/8.
And got the passport. It's the only way I could get into Australia last year after the COVID pandemic.
Because the EU or whatever.
I don't know. There's just some weird... I basically could get in on a working holiday visa with my Irish passport, which I couldn't on my British.
God, you were desperate to get to Australia, weren't you?
I was gagging to get to Australia.
But your brother's there, isn't he?
He does. My brother lives there. I hadn't seen him for about 4 years.
God damn.
Do you know what? I've just finished binge watching Starstruck Series 3.
Oh my God, you binged it.
I binged it, that's yeah. So nice. I loved it. It's so good, and you're fantastic in it.
Thank you so much.
How is it having an on-screen husband who is the same person as your actual husband?
Jesus Christ. Yeah, it's... I love it. We find it very funny because there was this review the other day that said we didn't the characters Ian and Kate who we play don't have any chemistry, which I find electric and so funny, and also kind of the point of those characters. Like,
yeah, they're supposed to be the sort of squares, aren't they?
Yeah, and also I think it's kind of truthful to life that in real life, like, I don't know. Do couples really have chemistry? Well, they do, but it's more that they... I don't know. I just find it actually interesting to for someone to say that.
Did the person who said it know that you're a real-life couple?
If they did, that is iconic.
It's cruel.
I don't think they would have done, but... Yeah, I get a real kick out of it. It's very funny to me. So, great. And also, genuinely love... Oh, this is embarrassing. I hope he never listens to this. And actually, he won't, which is good.
Who? Al Roberts.
Al Roberts. He's really fun to work with.
He is so funny.
Yeah.
On and off screen, as are you, obviously. But
well, I do agree that he's so funny. But he's also... Yeah, he's got an approach that is fun to work with, and you don't really, I don't know, it's strange to get to work with your partner, I guess.
Mm. Do you rehearse at home together?
No, but we'll sometimes talk about things we were thinking of.
Mm-hmm.
So no, I think we keep the person, the professional, quite separate. More separate than it seems like we do from our shared IMDb. But...
Had you worked together before you started dating?
Yeah, before we started dating. No.
Because you both were at Cambridge.
Yeah, but he had left before I got there. So no, never worked with him without being sexually entwined.
And now you'll never work with anyone else.
Well, I try, but I can't get cast with anyone else. So it's actually just me and Al for the foreseeable, which, again, you know,
That's
totally fine with that.
And you actually did live with Rose Matafeo.
I lived with Rose
and
Matafeo.
Al.
And Al, yeah. Well, I did live with just Rose.
Mm-hmm.
And then we decided to make it more toxic and put Al in the mix.
So how true to life is your sort of trio's dynamic on the show?
I would say, not that true. I think Al is a very, very different spirit to Ian.
Mm-hmm.
But the dynamic of the living together in series one and two, I was watching some of it the other day, which obviously sounds narcissistic, but I was having to sort out my show reel, you know, your stupid... like clips of what you've been in.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's embarrassing, but that's what I did. So went through series one, and actually very sweet, and it kind of, because we don't live together anymore,
mm-hmm.
and it did make me think, oh, actually, that's what it was like.
Yeah. Like move Rose back in?
Yeah, move Rose back in. I think she loves being on her own, to be fair, and maybe we do as well.
Yeah.
But with love, it's just you grow up, don't you?
Yeah,
and it's
as you do.
Nice to just go out for dinner.
God, going out for dinner is one of the joys, isn't it?
Isn't it unbelievable?
Yeah.
God, I love it so much.
When's the last time you went out for dinner?
Last night.
Oh, yes.
Matafeo.
Where did you go?
Oh, my God. This is very shishi. We went to Mangal too.
Lovely, in Dalston.
Oh, have you been?
Yeah.
Shit.
They know what they're doing with a shish kebab.
They know what they're doing. It's really fantastic there.
Yeah.
Just felt a bit fab. And it's nice to do that with, like, your friend.
It's lovely. Do you know what I did last night? Which
what?
Is sort of relevant to the podcast.
Go on.
I went to a freeze party at Christie's.
No, actually, Annie, I want to ask you about this.
Swanksville.
How was it?
It was fun. The champagne was flowing. Bill
Nye
was there.
So was it good, freeze? Because I saw this thing on The Guardian today that was a bit, like, damning about it.
Do you know what? I haven't yet been. I've just been to the...
The party. Yes, right. Because I went to a Marina Abramovich.
Yes,
party,
I went.
The thing.
I went yesterday.
Oh, my God.
What did you think? Do you know what? On the way here, I was thinking... God, I'm such a... I felt like such a square, like going to my artist studio, which I've always been like, that's cool, that's creative.
Yeah.
And she totally dismisses the idea of an artist studio. She's
oh.
like, it's not creative. You're just like going to the post office. It's
Don't
not
Don't worry about Marina Abramovich. She literally advises that you complain to trees.
Yeah.
Like,
she's kooky.
She's kooky. I'm... So... Yeah, should I tell you what I thought of the thing?
I'd love to hear what you thought
of it. I adored it, but I'm also a Marina Abramovich mega fan. And
Do you know what? As I was walking around yesterday, knowing I would see you today, I thought, this is right off Emma's street.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you
It's
think
more like
that?
Performance art, isn't it?
Yeah. And I think she's so funny.
Yeah.
She's got such a sense of humour.
Mm-hmm.
She's basically, her memoir is one of my favourite books ever. Because mm-hmm. the whole way through, she'll be like, and then that's when I set myself alight, and bloody hell, it was actually a fucking nightmare. She just got this.
It's just like lying on a burning star for a while.
Yes, exactly. Or being like, I was on blocks of ice, and I'll tell you what, it was absolutely freezing. I just think she's so remarkable in that respect. But yeah, what did you think?
I loved it. I firstly was astonished that it's the first time a woman has exhibited in the main galleries of the RA.
Insanity.
And I was so pleased for that reason that it was such a sort of mad, exciting, interesting, performative show.
Yeah, for sure.
And also the actors who are standing there naked for hours at a time, I just thought, good on you.
Totally. I had a real connection, actually, with this random dude who he was getting very nervous, and then he walked through it and I said, oh, well done. That was you did it. And he said, but I wasn't present. And I said, no, I thought you did a great job. And I really felt like in the moment, wow, that's what art's about.
Having a connection, yeah.
Having a connection with a random dude in a suit, telling him that he can walk by a dick.
Yeah, so for the listener who hasn't been,
yeah,
there are two naked people, when I went, a man and a woman.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the same every time. And they're standing directly opposite each other, probably as far apart as this desk, which is tiny.
So yeah, maybe as far apart as you and me.
Yeah,
yeah, a
very, very small space between them. And you're sort of, I suppose, encouraged as the viewer to walk direct, because they're standing between one room and another. So you're sort of encouraged to walk directly through the naked bodies. But you sort of have to... You touch them if you walk past.
Yeah.
As in you don't touch them, but you brush past them. And I noticed, because I didn't actually do that because I'm a massive prude. I walked around them.
Oh.
Me and my friend Beth felt too awkward about it. Friend of the podcast, Beth Rylance.
Love that.
And then on the way back, we were like, let's do it. Let's go and walk through the naked people.
Yeah.
And they'd gone. They were on a break.
No.
And we thought,
shit,
we didn't seize the day. And
I wonder what Marina would have said to you. She probably would have been absolutely fine with it.
Yeah, I think she would have respected our...
I think she would have.
...our decision, but she would have judged us, maybe.
Maybe slightly, but she judges herself.
But I noticed that more often than not, I watched the people that went through after us and they would face the woman rather than the man.
We were talking about that, me and this stranger.
Really?
Yeah, totally.
Was it the same when you went?
Yeah. Absolutely. It happened like... But then another woman got involved and was talking about it, and she said she noticed that a lot of the men would face the man, is what she thought.
I did think my data pool isn't big enough, but So I watched about five people, and I'd say four out of five
favoured
the woman, yeah.
Well, I think because that... Can I say this on the podcast? That dick.
Yeah.
It was so near you that it was going to hit you. And I think it felt more polite to have your back arse be hit by the dick than your front genitals.
Yeah, it's a good point. That's the clip for social media.
Trick or treat, smell my feet, give me something good to eat.
Hello, it's me, Annie McGrath from Secret Artists Podcast, interrupting myself on my own podcast to promote my gig, Annie McGrath and Friends, which is coming up alarmingly soon at 21 Soho on, you've heard of it, Halloween. Yes, that's right, it's Tuesday the 31st of October, the spookiest night in the comedy calendar. And I've got an excellent lineup of comedians joining me. Lloyd Griffith, Elf Lyons, Vittorio Angeloni, Bronwyn Sweeney and Dan Cook. It's going to be a brilliant evening. I urge you to book tickets via 21 Soho's website. It starts at 7:30. You'll be home in time to trick or treat. Ooh, I'm scared.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Did you see the one where the Belgian artist is living in the thing?
Yeah, the set at the end.
Incredible.
So there's a loo, a shower. Is there a bed?
There's a wooden bed, yeah.
And you're sort of invited to just watch her live, but she's only drinking water, I think, all day.
Yeah, did she seem knackered when you were there?
Yeah, I guess so, but I don't know if that's me projecting onto her.
No, she looked knackered.
I wonder what she was thinking about.
I know. I thought it was actually incredibly moving, that, as a piece.
Yeah.
And, like, I think because also just seeing somebody in, like, seeing someone, like, what it actually looks like to be in a form of captivity like that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I just thought it was amazing, and I hope she's okay, basically.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just hoping that Marina's really taught her how to do it, because otherwise she's going to be screwed.
Yeah, it's a real endurance test, a lot of her work.
Massively,
isn't it?
Yeah.
The one that I thought, God, I would hate to do that, is the woman and the man who were photographed with their hair tied to each other.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They were there for 16
Marina
hours.
And her boyfriend.
Was that who it was?
Yeah, Marina and Ulay.
Who met on the Great Wall of China.
No, they broke up at the end of the Great Wall of China.
What a place to break up with someone.
I know, and also he sort of cheated at the end, I think. He really fucked her off at the end.
Mm.
So I love that she was like, and I knew that moment, definitely time to break up.
Yeah.
After she'd been walking for literally, I think, 90 days.
Yeah. Then he just takes a shortcut.
Yeah, and she's like, honestly, you were like, I just knew you were going to never do that.
She seems like such a laugh, actually.
Yeah, I think she's incredible.
Did you do all the things in the sort of interactive elements of the exhibition, like lying down on the crystal?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you feel energised by it?
I did with the lying down one. Mm. I actually felt immediately energised.
It's nice to lie down in an exhibition.
Oh, it's so lovely. And then the other, to be honest, I didn't get that again with the others.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad I tried them. What about you?
Yeah, I liked the lying down one. I found, you know, the one where it says, put your sex and your head to the crystal.
Yeah.
My sex was too low.
Fine.
I felt too short for the, to like press in properly in the right places.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, no, yeah. I had that as well. Oh, wait, there was you one that, maybe I'm an inch taller than you.
Maybe. What are you, 5'3"?
5'3".
Yeah. I'm 5'2.5".
Fine, I'm 5'3.5".
Okay.
So,
okay, so you just got taller in the last minute. Okay.
I didn't know you wanted that level of detail, you see.
Yeah. We need the half inches, don't we?
Yeah, totally. Who's your favourite artist then? Do you have like a very clear one in your mind?
I don't. Well, I've got a few faves. I like Peter Doig. Do you know his stuff?
No,
he does very beautiful paintings,
oh,
sort of magical, abstract landscapes with figures. I also like my voice is breaking.
Don't worry.
Jenny Saville.
Oh God, I don't know that.
Very thick, like quite grotesque, fleshy forms.
Okay, cool.
Just anyone that you can like really see the way they've painted it.
Yeah, I love Toulouse-Lautrec for that.
Yeah.
That
beautiful.
Kind of just here's my gouache on cardboard kind of thing.
Yeah. Glorious. He does
Jenny
lovely
Saville.
Dances and things.
Yeah.
Doesn't he?
Wow.
If you could own any artwork in the world.
Oh, yeah.
What would you choose?
Any artwork.
Would you have that woman just sitting?
In my house.
In your house.
God, that's such a good question. What is my favourite thing? I mean, well, I wouldn't want to take this, but that mm-hmm. Diego Rivera mural of, like, the history of Mexico that's in, I think, the National Palace or something, that is one of my favourite things I've ever seen, as in just the way you can like never stop looking at that. I think in general murals for that, of how big they are and sorry, that's so obvious to say how big they are, but that really is their like magic, that you just can, your eye can look all over it for a long period of time. I think something like that, a famous mural like that on the back of my house,
that would be cool.
That would be awesome.
Did you go to Mexico on your honeymoon?
No, went to Argentina.
Ah, yes.
Argentina and, where else? Chile, yeah.
Amazing.
It was amazing.
And did you see any art whilst you were in
neck
of the woods?
Absolutely not. Isn't that crazy? But we were planning on going to all these museums, but then once we got there, we were like, we're actually so far away from where we live.
Mm-hmm.
We just want to be in the outdoors.
Yeah, lovely.
So we actually just ate loads of food, drank loads of pisco sours, went to football games.
Yes. So how was that?
I would normally go to
in Argentina.
Unbelievable, actually.
Was the atmosphere very different to games over here?
It was completely insane. They never stop singing. So they sing a song. So for example, something like vamos, 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 millonarios. So it sounds like that. It's kind of dirgy. But if their team scores or concedes, they will not interrupt the song.
Really?
Which is really bizarre to watch.
They wouldn't celebrate? They'd just carry on singing the song?
There will be celebrations, but not enough to interrupt that song. They will finish that song till it gets to the end.
I respect that commitment.
It's incredible. And when they can see the other team scores, they just sing the song louder with, like, more... Anyway, I thought it was fantastic.
And there's lots of drums, aren't there?
Yeah, lots of drums. And they put their right arm up. And just like a FIFA crowd, like a FIFA, you know, computer game crowd.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The right arm just doesn't stop moving. So that was sick.
Incredible.
Oh, God, I can't really do because the bristles are going at different angles. I've forgotten how to
do that. What you did with your pencil at the beginning might be helpful. That's like finding the angles.
Ah, yes, right, of course.
That's what I did.
Oh, my God, brilliant.
Brilliant. So you own did you say it was your grandmother or your great
aunt? My great grandmother.
Great grandmother's.
Mika Siddi.
You've got some of her art in your house.
Yes.
Do you own any other art?
I was in the Caribbean recently.
Woo!
Filming.
Woo!
And I got some art there, as in, you know, it didn't cost much money, but I just thought it was so beautiful. This artist called Felix, who was just like a damn nice guy, and on the side of the road. And so I got some art off him. It's this beautiful little canvas of like palm trees, but on a pink background. I just thought it was absolutely stunning. So I got that. I also love, I've got some friends who, my friend Bianca Diaz she's a kind of children's illustrator, and I've got this thing I just love so much, of these little children going to school in New York, and that's in my kitchen, so that makes me feel really happy. It just makes me think about children and how children are the future.
Yeah.
And then I also have some friends who do, what do you call it, comic book design. What is a better word for that?
Yeah, graphic novels?
Yeah, graphic novels, that's it, yeah. So my friend Ben Nadler, who I don't know that well, actually, but I just rate his art so much.
Mm-hmm.
He's just done a book on Jewish delis.
Oh, wow.
And it's an illustrated guide to what you can buy in a Jewish deli. And it's absolutely beautiful. So I think it's just called Ben Nadler, The Jewish Deli.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got some stuff by him, but also that book is just brilliant, and you can get it in the UK.
Nice. And what can you buy in a Jewish deli?
Well, like, you know, bagels, basically. Mm. Bagels and the different soups it goes through. It just goes through all the little bits, you know. Chicken noodle soup.
Yum.
Salt beef sandwiches, But it really tells you, like, how it kind of got there and the kind of... Because you have the Sephardi Jews and the Ashkenazi Jews, and yeah. it's mainly the Ashkenazi Jews who've are responsible for the delis.
Okay.
So, yeah. So if you're interested in why that food's so good...
Yeah.
...and you like art, I couldn't recommend it more.
Brilliant.
And yeah. But I would love to be... I've been to some of the student shows before,
mm-hmm.
and I'd love to be the kind of person who's like, wow, I am now going to come to your studio. And it, but I don't know how that works.
What, as in, like, visiting artists who
exactly,
like...
visiting young artists. How the hell does that work?
I once liked a guy's Instagram post.
Yeah. And, oh yeah. Yeah, that sounds interesting. That was brave of
the
you.
Anecdote. And he then was like, "Oh, if you ever want to come by my studio and have a look at my work," and I was like, "Wow, yeah, I would love to."
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I,
right.
I still so, haven't, but I'd sort of, I didn't realise that was a thing you could just offer.
Well, I know some friends who do that, and I'll just be too scared because what if you go round and then you're like, "Oh, I'm skint," you know?
Yeah, and also I'd be scared as a woman to invite a stranger to my studio.
Sure.
Because, you know, what with men killing us all the time and stuff.
I know, but it would be such a creative way to get you. I think you should, you know.
It would be cool, actually.
See how it goes.
Going back to Marina. Oh,
yeah. Yes.
I was just thinking about that piece of art where she invites viewers to, like, put anything on her that they want to.
So amazing.
And the number of knives and, in fact, a gun that were on the table afterwards.
Yeah.
That just she talks about how, you know, people could have killed her.
Yeah, well, like, she lays it out herself, those objects, and says, pick what you want.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't believe... Because you watch all these... you don't really watch. You see these videos of... photos of the people doing it in Italy in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you notice the amount of men who were picking up knives? And, of course, it could be, like, you know, shown to us in a different way, but I think it's true that the women are doing stuff more like putting a little bonnet on her or wrapping her up or taking some stuff off her face, like kind of cleaning her.
Yeah.
And the men are sort of, they're the ones like getting the knives or like...
Yeah.
Sort of. Although
she did make a comment that a lot of the women would tell the men what to put on her.
Wow. Oh my God. So the bitches don't do it. But they say, go on.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I thought it was so brave.
I just
find her stuff absolutely out of control brave.
Yeah, for sure.
And funny. And that, yeah, motivates me so much.
Yeah, I did feel very inspired afterwards.
Did you?
I felt inspired, but also like, God, what I do is so boring, just painting people.
Sure, but that's also not true. It's that Marina does something very, very hardcore, really.
Yeah.
Like, the one I absolutely loved reading about in her memoir is that she went to the Australian outback for a year with Ulay and lived with this particular community where the men and women can't be together. So they'd only see each other for once a month.
Mm-hmm.
And during that time, this community, the women don't work and they just spend all day telling each other their dreams. And it's the men who have to work. So Ulay would be like out there like doing all this work and Marina would just get up every day and sit with the women while they would draw their dreams in the sand and discuss them with each other.
Wow.
And I think she says something in the memoir basically like, it was so boring but also amazing. And I just, like, that is so hardcore. And she said the heat in that part of the outback was so intense that the only thing you can really do as, like, basically a European person who's not used to it is just move slowly. So it gave her this kind of discipline and appreciation for slow movement, which is now, like, a massive part of her work.
Yeah.
I've been to one of those things where I've been to an exhibition before where you basically just... she holds your hand and just walks insanely slowly with you.
Mm.
And it's so beautiful and hard, like, really hard to do it.
Yeah.
And I just... the way she's come across those methods by, yeah, essentially living with... indigenous people like actually on their terms for the period of a year is, I don't know, it's kind of amazing.
I do like the way going to exhibitions changes the pace of your day. Like, yeah. I felt incredibly stressed by something before
right.
going into the exhibition yesterday.
Yeah.
And it was just, like, the lighting was dark. Mm. It was very moody. Obviously, seeing the naked people just standing there.
Yeah.
It was something very, like, meditative about the whole experience, and I think she does encourage that.
Yeah, it's totally. Like a sort of
religious experience.
And like the work has got stiller as she's got older. That was very powerful, I thought.
Definitely.
Did you feel like it gave you, I want to say, like, did it resolve anything you were stressed about, or it more just gave you like respite?
I think it gave me respite and made me feel calm.
Yeah.
In a way that, like, often when you go to a gallery, an exhibition in town, it's very crowded.
Yeah.
Everyone's trying to look at the same fucking painting and read yeah. a bit of text about
sure.
it and think they know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
But with hers, like, I do feel she really encourages you to feel what is yeah. happening in the room rather than just academically analyse it.
Yeah, I think that's so true. And it makes it just so much more accessible than so many
definitely.
Other people's stuff.
Definitely. Shout out to Marina Abramovich.
Shout out to Marina. An anti-shout out to the person I saw who reviewed it badly.
Really?
I was just a bit like, I'm sorry, come on.
I've actually not read any reviews of it, which I'm glad I hadn't before I went.
Yeah, I guess like reviewing is like inherent to art in a way that I don't totally understand.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think I don't understand enough to know to understand how to review it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was just sort of a bit like average exhibition that kind of overdoes. She's just in a lot of pain. And I was just sort of there like, what? I don't think that is it. I think
no.
it's... Yeah, there's pain, but there's so much pain in the world, and it's exploration of pain. Anyway, sorry, this is actually
it's,
a really
it's
annoying
pain
podcast.
And it's beauty.
Just listening to me like how passive.
No, I like it.
Freak out.
She's passionate.
I'm passionate.
Yeah, I think that's quite a reductive thing to say about an exhibition like that.
Yeah, and I think it gave it 3 stars, and like, part of me is just a bit like, what's really? What are you doing on your weekend? Like, you want to give this 3 stars? Fair enough, but Jesus.
What was it in? Can you remember which?
I'm going to keep that anonymous.
Oh, okay.
Just so I can have the press on side.
Oh, yes, of course. For when you want a 3-star review.
Exactly, exactly. Oil or watercolour, but only because am I
yeah,
allowed to
please.
Okay, watercolour, because I don't know how to use oils and I would love to learn, and if anybody knows a course I can go on or something, an online video, send me a link.
I would love to do a course on oil painting too. Should we do some research?
The answer to that is yes.
Okay, great.
And also Ollie Cambridge knows how to use them, but I don't want to waste
yes.
his time. Sorry, that's somebody we know who's been on your podcast.
He's been on the podcast.
Yeah,
lovely boy. Maybe we could pay him to teach us.
Yeah,
I think
I worry he wouldn't accept money.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But maybe it could just be a way to, like, hang out together.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry, that was really bad quickfire answer.
Portrait or landscape?
Portrait.
Can you separate the art from the artist?
No. Yes, can. yes.
Such
you 100% can.
No, yes. Tortured artist or strategic social media guru?
Me or people?
People.
Say it again.
Tortured artist or strategic social media guru?
Tortured artist.
Al Roberts or Rose Matafeo?
Rose.
Shag, marry, kill. Mona Lisa, girl with a pearl earring, son of man.
Who's son of man?
Apple in front of his face, bowler hat.
Can't be bothered with that. Kill.
Okay.
Mona Lisa, shag.
Yeah.
I would only want one night with her. And then who's the other one?
Girl with a pearl earring.
Marry.
Marry her.
Love that.
Talk about or think about art?
Think about.
Looking at a painting close up or far away?
Oh, I love both. I'm just going to say close up because I think I go too close up sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Private view or view of privates?
Who's privates?
Anyone's.
Private view.
Whose privates were you imagining?
Yours.
And then you went for private view.
I would much rather go to a private view because that's obviously going to be like a party, have champagne.
Yeah.
If I see your privates, I'm just...
That's what happens
I just see
the
your
end.
Vagina
yeah.
and
yeah, okay.
you're not going to fuck because
okay.
I'm married.
Okay, get it. Painting from life, landscape, or still life?
Sounds like a painting through life. Hang on. Painting from life,
that's like
still life, or painting...
woman's body in a room.
Yeah.
Countryside.
Oh, yeah.
Hills and fields.
Oh.
Or an apple on a table.
I'm so sorry. Thank you so much for clarifying. Painting from life, but ideally not their face, because we can't really do faces.
Okay. Art or music?
Well, music, because it's more... You need the music.
Mm.
Sorry.
No, I agree.
You need the music.
I agree.
That's the pull-out quote.
Art or books?
Art.
Comedy or art?
Comedy, go on.
That's the end of the quickfire.
Isn't that awful? Pick comedy. But you have to pick comedy sometimes. It is everything.
Comedy is life.
What's been your favourite thing you've had to paint, and also what's been the craziest, where you're just like, what? What are you doing?
This right. is the craziest.
You're joking.
No. We did life drawing, actually. Me, Joel Dommett and Hannah Cooper.
Got
our kit off and painted each other. Drew each
Completely
other.
Naked?
Underwear on.
I no, it doesn't know, count. You have failed.
Sorry. All right.
I'm joking. That is cool. I love that.
That was fun. Painted a pineapple with Alex Horn.
That's so cool.
That was nice. Quite similar to this brush, actually, a pineapple. It's got the same stalk and the bristles.
Definitely something in that.
Something in that.
Okay.
Sign mine. Should we show each other? Oh, yeah, you need to sign this.
Sorry, I need to sign it.
Yes.
Are you signing with... I'll sign it with... Pencil with or pen?
I've done it with paint, but okay, you can do it with pencil or pen or paint.
Didn't answer.
Oh, sorry.
I didn't ask
pencil,
the...
Pencil.
That's so weird.
Oh, I love that.
I didn't do my actual signature there. What am I trying to prove? I'm, like, nervous or something.
That's your artist signature.
That's my artist signature.
I love the E. Is that your usual E?
That is the usual E, but then I panicked.
I like the phthalo blue you've chosen as
oh,
well.
Oh, merci beaucoup.
De rien.
Da 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 da.
I really love it. It's beautiful.
That looks like it, what you've done.
Do you think?
Yeah. It's really captured its spirit.
I love yours. Do you know what I love about yours? Is the handle. The beautiful blue
curves.
Well, it's like the ocean.
Yeah, but it's also because I'm not very good at mixing colours. So you've done a perfect grey.
You've done a perfect... You've done the wood perfectly.
Oh,
and
God.
The shadows and the bristles.
Oh, Annie, stop.
Thank you, Emma. I love it.
Well, you've got me back into painting, maybe.
You're
right?
An artist now.
I'm an artist now.
Once again.
Because I loved art GCSE.
Did you?
I loved it. So I feel like I haven't improved at all since
That's
GCSE.
That's great.
This is exactly what I was turning in to the OCD or whatever it was called.
What did you do for your GCSE final piece?
Oh my God. I think I made clays. Sorry, I made pies made of clay.
I made glaze.
I made plats out of clay.
Yeah.
Like made them in a pie and had all these blackbirds made of like feathers. And
wow.
To like play on the idea of like 4 and 20 blackbirds made in a pie.
Yeah.
But what was my point? I've no fucking idea.
I love that.
Yeah, it was all right.
It's like a sort of a bit of set or something.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie.
Physical.
I thought they looked crap, genuinely.
Yeah.
But I did get an A star.
Good. So did I.
Did you?
Congratulations.
These are a bit A star, aren't
These
they?
These are
They're not A star A level, but they're A-star probably A star GCSE.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, let's give ourselves A stars, which would be a 9 now, I think, because they do it in numbers.
Oh, I can't deal with stuff like that.
We're old.
I hope the kids are okay.
P.S. We're old.
P.S. I love you.
Don't vape. Okay. Thanks for coming on the podcast, Emma. Have you got anything you want to plug? What were you doing in the Caribbean? Is that pluggable?
I don't think it is yet.
Okay.
I think that's a secret. It's a murder mystery set in a beautiful location. Can you guess what that is? But I think you're not allowed to guess what that is. But yeah.
Okay.
Basically, there's only one thing that films in Guadeloupe, and that's the answer to that.
Okay.
Starstruck Series 3, yes, if you haven't seen it yet, go on.
It's
such a laugh. Rose Matafeo is brilliant, and she's made this amazing show. And yeah,
it's funny,
so proud
it's heartfelt.
To be in it.
It's a perfect sitcom.
It's a perfect little sitcom. I'm also very, very briefly in the new series of Ghosts, but I'm plugging that just because it's the final series of Ghosts.
Yeah,
and my God,
great
I just
show.
Love it so much. So beautiful. I forgot, I'd love to plug something else. Oh, hang on. Yeah. I do want to plug one other thing.
Yeah, please.
Kyle Smith-Bino is doing this new kind of improv collective called mm-hmm. Cool Story Bro, cool spelled with a K.
Yeah.
And we've got some shows in Soho at the end of October, 2023, if you're listening to this in a different time.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be cool if somebody listens to this in the future?
Oh my God.
Whatever. And also in December. And yeah, if you are listening to it in the future, we might still be doing it. So yeah, it's called Cool Story Bro.
Great.
It's Kyle's show. I'm in it.
Friend of the podcast.
Friend of the podcast. Friend of actually...
Real friend.
So many people. He's so popular.
He is.
And for a good reason, because he rocks.
Nice guy. Talented guy.
How did he do a painting?
Yeah.
Was it good?
It was good. We painted a horse.
That's so nice. Did he bring in a horse?
Yeah, a horse in the studio.
Classic. But yeah, thank
no,
you.
We worked from an image, actually.
Fair enough. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for coming here.
I've loved it.
It's
so
been
much.
A joy.
Thank you so much for listening, and thank you to Emma for being fantastic. Remember, if you want to see mine and Emma's artworks from today's episode, then make sure you're following Secret Artists on social media at Secret Art Pod. Emma's on Instagram at EmmaFrancisCiddy, so am I, of course I am, at McGrath.Annie for gigs and general life pics, and at McGrath.Art for my art. If you want to support the podcast, you can do so by making a one-off donation via the link in the show notes. Thanks for listening, and see you next time. Goodbye.
Secret Artists is a Turtle Canyon comedy production for Acast. Music by Alistair Clayton. Quickfire Round music by Steve Dunn.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.